President John Dramani Mahama has cut the sword for an infrastructure improvement program under the Development of Skills for Industry project at Ada in the Greater Accra region. The project, estimated at $124 million, would see separate facilities constructed in some technical institutions in the country to whip up interest in the acquisition of technical skills. At a groundbreaking ceremony, President Mahama said that government is determined to ensure that technical and vocational skills become a first option rather than the last for most students. Pascalina Dadivo reports.
The Development of Skills for Industry project is designed to improve technical and vocational education training TVET and make it more relevant to Ghana's transformational agenda. It has become obvious that industry is largely in need of high-quality middle-level technical and vocational skills. The project, which targets 13 institutions across the country, will provide additional facilities like workshops, libraries, dormitories, and teachers' bungalows. The beneficiary institutions are the University of Education Winneba, College of Technology Kumasi, the Accra and Takoradi Polytechnics, and Adan Technical Institute. The rest are Kwetia, Amankwa Chrome, Asuwase, Boga, Pando, Nkranza, Tamale, and Wa Technical Institutes. The project is being funded by the African Development Bank with a loan of $112 million and a counterpart funding of $12 million from government. The Minister of Education, Professor Jenana Opokwajiman, says the ministry is collaborating with the Council for Technical and Vocational Education and Training, CODVET, to rebrand technical institutions as directed by the president.
Ghana's economic growth is driven by the private sector, which consists of industrial units providing a critical mass of jobs for skilled labor. A key challenge is the limited availability of skilled lower and middle level manpower to drive innovations in productions in this fast-changing global environment. TVET remains a sure route to the acquisition of much-needed skills for today's place of work.
President Mahama said government is determined to disabuse people's mind that technical education is a last option when one fails to make it to the university. He said what industry is demanding for now is middle-level technical skills. President Mahama challenged teachers to improve guidance and counseling of students in this area.
The whole of the public sector in Ghana, and that includes teachers, nurses, doctors, watchmen, drivers, just mention anybody employed in the public sector. It's made up of 600,000 people. Out of a population of 26 million, only 600,000 people are public sector employees. Meanwhile, every year out of our universities and higher institutions, not less than 50,000 young people are graduating every year. What is the capacity of the public sector to absorb 50,000 people every year? It's not possible. And so if the public sector is able to take in 10,000, then it means that the private sector should be taking the extra 40,000. And so if the private sector is not growing fast enough to take that extra 40,000, then it results in the kind of unemployment that we are seeing. And the private sector will not employ you just because you have finished university and have a degree. They will employ you because you have something that they need. And that is why we're saying that what they are looking for today is skills. And so we must all bear this in mind as our young people make their career options.